Welcome to the podcast of Lionel Sneed Ministries, and I want to come to you today from a topic that I'm going to call the F word. The F word is a very contentious word. It's a word that has separated families. It's a word that brings about hurt feelings. It's a word that is very difficult to obtain in the matter of even embracing the F word. It brings pain. And sometimes it brings healing. It brings together. It brings what is broken into whole pieces. And that F word that I want to talk to you today about is the word forgiveness. I know at some point in time, each and every one of us have had to forgive someone for a wrong that they have committed in our lives, something that was very painful. And typically the pain that we experience from being hurt by someone, it even cuts deeper when it's someone that you love, someone that you poured your heart into, someone that you trust, someone that you share the most intimate things with. And when that trust is betrayed in some way, or they hurt you in some ways, it's very hard to forgive. Some things where some people have done things to you that are harmful to you, that may have hurt you physically, and it's hard to forgive that. But there is one person that I want to point to in the Bible that gives us a beautiful example of forgiveness, and that person is Jesus. And when I think about how Jesus told us to forgive, I think about how he talked to Peter at a time where Peter was wondering how many times we should forgive. And it's in Matthew chapter 18, verse 22, where it says, "Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, 'Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother who sins against me? Up to seven times?' Jesus answered, 'I tell you, not just seven times, but 77 times. And you know, when I look at that scripture, I see where Peter felt kind of good about himself, you know, because he said, "Well, you know, Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother? Should I forgive him seven times?" So I would imagine that Peter was feeling pretty good about himself, that he was feeling that he was spiritual, you know, that I'll forgive him not only once, but seven times. But Jesus took it even further. He says, "No, not just seven times, but 77 times. Now, I know for some of us, and, you know, even for me, what I've experienced sometimes, you're talking about 77 times. Lord, I'm struggling with just one time on some occasions, or even times where I've looked back at my life. But I think what I realize more about forgiveness and forgiving is this. Forgiving is not just for the person that you are forgiving, but it is more so for the person who has been wrong to forgive. It's healing for your soul. It's the remedy that allows you to move on. It is the remedy that allows you to embrace and encounter healing. Because when you don't forgive, then it just eats away at you. It's like every time you see this person, every time you think about that situation, it brings up these hard, ill will feelings that hurt and cut deep to the core. And it's not to say that you don't pay attention to the feelings, the hurt, that you don't acknowledge it. You do. But the one thing that will move you forward to healing is to forgive. And one of the things that I know personally that I've always had an opportunity to think about is that while I'm taking all this time to be upset with this person, yeah, you know what? This person is living their lives. They're living their lives. They're going from day to day, moving forward, while I'm stuck in the quicksand. And each day I'm sinking deeper and deeper, never getting out of it. So I must follow what Jesus mentioned, because he knows me. He made me. He knows me better than I know myself. So if Jesus is saying to forgive, then there's got to be something to it. And to look at the example that Jesus set, and one thing that I love about Jesus, he never told us to do something that he didn't do himself. And when I look in the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 34, this is when Jesus is on the cross being crucified. He says, when they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. And they divided up his garment by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers stared at him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one. And I would imagine that as Jesus stood on, laid on the cross, looking down, suffering in unbearable pain and misery, he had every right to come down from the cross, but he didn't. And the one thing that kept him from coming down wasn't bitterness. It wasn't feeling sorry for people. It was love. It was love paired with forgiveness, because Jesus knew that this was the only way that he could redeem society back to God. And what I want to encourage you with today is I want to encourage you to let the example that Jesus set of loving and forgiving motivate and spur you on to forgiving those who have wronged you and those who have hurt you, those who have caused you sleepless nights. Forgive. Forgive and remember and be mindful that forgiveness is not only for the other person, but mostly it is for you, so you can be healed, be whole, and move forward and live life to the full like Christ intended for each and every one of us to. So I hope that this helps you in some way, that this has encouraged, that this has brought about healing in some way. And until then, remember that I love you, and may God continue to keep and bless you, and as you grow stronger and stronger in His grace.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of Lionel Sneed Ministries. For daily inspiration and books by Pastor Lionel, please visit www.lionelsneedministries.com.